WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to another episode of Stoic Morning, where set your daily dose of mindfulness, motivation, and real talk to kickstart your day with purpose and power. I'm Taylor Ree, your host, and your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes messy, always fascinating world of life. Now, we all know the feeling. That tight knot in your chest, the replaying of past hurts, the lingering bitterness that just won't let go. Forgiveness is a word thrown around a lot, but honestly, can feel like this impossible mountain to climb. Ever felt like you're carrying around invisible baggage? Like some experiences are permanently etched onto your soul, shaping everything you do and think. Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. But guess what? Today, we're tackling the power of forgiveness, not just as a feel-good concept, but as a powerful tool for healing, growth, and ultimately, moving forward with lightness and freedom. Think of it like this. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness isn't about excusing or forgetting what happened, it's about releasing yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment. It's about reclaiming your peace, your energy, your joy. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate this journey towards forgiveness. 1. Forgiveness starts with you. Listen up. Forgiveness isn't a gift you give to someone else, it's a gift you give yourself. It's about acknowledging the hurt, accepting your feelings, and choosing to let go of the negativity that's weighing you down. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep pouring salt on an open wound, right? Forgiveness is like applying that soothing balm or treating your own emotional wounds with compassion and understanding. 2. It takes courage. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, forgiveness can be tough. It takes guts to acknowledge the pain, to confront your own feelings, and to choose a different path. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll find yourself feeling lighter, freer, and more capable of embracing life with open arms. Remember, true strength comes not from holding on to anger, but from choosing forgiveness. 3. Don't confuse forgiveness with reconciliation. Forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean jumping back into a toxic relationship or forgetting what happened. It's about freeing yourself from the emotional burden, not condoning the actions that hurt you. You can forgive someone without having to be friends with them. 4. Time is your ally. Sometimes forgiveness takes time. Be patient with yourself. Allow yourself to feel the pain, process it, and gradually let go. There's no magic formula or timeline for this journey. Just listen to your own heart and remember that healing is a process, not an event. 5. Practice gratitude. This one might seem counterintuitive, but practicing gratitude can actually make forgiveness easier. Focus on the good things in your life, your loved ones, your health, your experiences, and let that sense of appreciation soften your heart and open you up to forgiveness. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party and someone makes a snide remark about your outfit. You feel that familiar pain of hurt, that urge to lash out to defend yourself. But then you remember the power of forgiveness. You take a deep breath, choose to let go of the negativity, and focus on enjoying the rest of the evening. Maybe even engage in a conversation with that person, showing them kindness and understanding. You see, forgiveness isn't about being passive or letting things slide. It's about taking control of your emotions, choosing to respond with grace instead of anger, and ultimately, creating more space for peace and happiness in your life. So, my friends, remember this. Forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes courage, compassion, and a whole lot of self-love. But the rewards are immeasurable freedom from resentment, lightness in your heart, and the ability to move forward with grace and authenticity. Now go out there and make today amazing. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of forgiveness power. Let's spread the love, one podcast at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.